So it'll sit on my phone for another calendar year, but right after the service, my family will gather around here, and we'll stand in front of the tree, and we'll get that picture. And I know I'm not the only one. That's why we put up two. So the lines will go a little bit quicker. But how often is that what we long for? We long for that picture. We long to hear the angels, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. We long for those glorious, glorious moments. Are you with me? Okay, a couple of you do. The rest of you want mediocrity all the time. That's why you dressed up for tonight. But the question I want to raise today, when I hear that baby cry, this is the picture that pops into my head. It's this hospital bed. It's visiting that mom and that dad who are laying there for the first time, and the joy on their face, man, is greater than any tree. Just pause for a second and remember that when you came into this world, your mom and your dad had the biggest smile on their face. And you were loved more than you can ever imagine. But man, when I see this bed, as a pastor, I go to a different spot. Man, I've sat here with a lot of you. A lot of you when you heard the C word. And you didn't know if you were going to make it or not. A lot of you that they said, it's your heart. And there's nothing like standing there holding somebody's hand when they get the word that they're gonna die. Sorry, I went real dark real quick on Christmas. But see, I'm not looking for a faith that's just gonna be there when I look good, when I have it all together, when I can press my shirt and feel great about myself. I'm looking for an answer to the question when I'm laying here, staring death in the eyes, staring that scary time there. The answer's amazing. And you might go on record tonight that this might be the shortest Christmas Eve sermon ever. Because this message is simple. The message is that in the midst of these dark moments, you don't have to have it all together. That in the midst of the fear, we don't have to have it all together because we serve a God who already put it all together. See, I love the message of Christmas isn't sanitized because I think we need a lot less sanitization. Is that a word? And a lot more incarnation. See, in John, you heard Tim just read the story in Luke, but I like the way John puts it. Just a different perspective. He says, in the Word. See, that Word is that thing back in Genesis that God said, let there be light, and there was light. That creative Word that speaks life into things where there was nothing. See, John says, and the Word became flesh. Man, I'm going to throw you off. The Word didn't become flesh in this sanitized, clean-cut way. The Word became flesh in this. In a dirty, dingy manger. I told him I was going to throw him off. it's going to get awkward. I told him when I walked down there to come back up on the stage, and then I changed my mind. Don't tell him our secret. But that's the message of tonight. You heard the heartbeat of Christmas, and I want to keep it simple and straightforward tonight. That you have a God that entered the dingy dirtiness, the pain and the suffering that each and every one of us experienced. That God became man and dwelt among us so that we don't have to strive for perfection anymore. The question I want to ask tonight is, where's your wound? Where's that part of you that you keep it covered up nicely, but you're longing for it to be healed? I wish I could give you a promise that if you say this little prayer, everything will be perfect. But we live in a world where there's still a whole lot of brokenness. What I can tell you is this, that because of Jesus Christ, someday we'll all stare him face to face. Not because you're good enough, not because that wound got healed, not because everything got better, but because of the work that he did on the cross. So that's why we get together week after week after week. Because if you're anything like me, by Sunday you'll forget. By Sunday, you'll take one more gut punch. You'll have one more promise where you go, you know what, I'm going to be good this time, and you'll blow it. And we gather together to remind each other of that love. That love that makes the love your mom and dad at your birth pale in comparison. See, we need reminders. We need, when our faith flatlines, to hear that baby cry, that Christ born in a manger came for you and for me to save us, to start that heartbeat of faith yet again. We need to remind each other. So I know it's going to be cheesy, but just look at the person next to you, preferably the person you came with. Unless you're one of those single guys home from college, this will be one. Just look at her. You were eyeballing her when you walked in. I saw you. I'm not going to look at you. You just say, hey, I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. Remind each other of that. And on your way out, grab one of these. No, it's not special Christmas soap. They're Band-Aids. Because I want to remind you of something tonight, that we're all going to get beat down. We're all going to get bruised. We're all going to get battered up. Tonight, you look good. Take a picture of it. Keep it on your phone for the year to remember those nights where you look good. But when you take one to the gut, remember that Christ is the healer of all those wounds. That heartbeat of Christmas, that was my best baby cry. Restarts your heart, and you don't have to have it all together. I could say that over and over and over. But here at Promise, what we celebrate is that we are all saints and we are all sinners. We're all brothers and sisters, and we can leave that Sunday best at home and come together in our brokenness because of Christ, who ultimately went to that cross. But tonight we celebrate coming as a baby. I could preach that, but man, I'll just let you hear it in angelic voices. No pressure.